I don't really have background information as to why Parliament has decided to go to Mugabe's residence. But I want to believe that they could not secure Mugabe's presence or coming to Parliament. And hence they said, if the mountain cannot come to Muhammad, then Muhammad has to go to the mountain. And still, it's not clear whether Mugabe has actually granted them space to come to his residence and talk with him. What we heard is that Themba Mliskwa is requested the Clerk of Parliament to reach out to Mugabe and request that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Mines and Energy go to ask him questions at his house.
When we look at the issues that the Parliamentary Committee is going to raise, what exactly is Mr. Mugabe going to tell them about the missing diamond revenues, in your own opinion?
Okay. Obviously, if Mugabe can take this as an opportunity to fight against the Emmerson Mnangagwa and the Constantino Chiwenga, mainly because the Chinese dominated Marange diamond looting. And Mugabe, they fall out with the Chinese in 2016, and then he kicked them out early 2017. That means whatever happened, even the military coup in November, the relations between Mugabe and China was at an all-time low, and the Chinese preferred Mnangagwa. So Mugabe is likely going to lay the blame on the military, on Chiwenga, and the Emmerson Mnangagwa was the Minister of Defense when Marange Diamonds were militarized and securitized. So he's going to exonerate himself and say, I revealed to the nation that 15 billion was looted, and the people who looted the diamond revenues are the people that are in power right now.
And he's
going to lay the blame on them. Yeah.
What are the implications if he does that?
Well, himself is not clean. That's one thing for real. Mugabe himself, he presided over the cabal that looted Marange Diamonds, him and his wife. So if he's going to throw the first stone on Emmerson Mnangagwa and Chiwenga, these have got the power now to even institute an investigation into the role of Mugabe himself in the disappearing revenues. So he has to play his game very carefully, because he can also become behind if he tries to reveal too much. Obviously, Mugabe has got all the information that the committee wants to know. But there is information which also implicates Mugabe, which the people he is going to accuse hold against him. So he has to play his game very, very carefully. Otherwise, he may open a can of worms, you know, which may return to hound him in the near future.
Looking at the 15 billion diamond revenues that Mr. Mugabe claimed that it was missing, is that a realistic figure, or this is just some kind of wishful thinking?
That figure is very, very realistic, and it could also be an understatement. Marange diamonds were plundered, and there are many ways of looking at how the diamonds were looted. There is the issue of undervaluation of the diamonds. We now know that they were lying, that the diamonds were fetching very low as $40 per carat. Mbada diamonds at one time claimed to be selling our diamonds at $25 per carat, when we know that the actual value of Marange diamonds is more than $78 per carat. So for many years, until 2013, our diamonds were being undervalued by almost 50%, right? And then we have diamonds which were completely undeclared, which left the country under the cover of darkness. And these diamonds can get to tens of millions of carats when you look at the culture of secrecy that was in Marange. Even during the coalition government, the then Minister of Finance, Tendai Biti, for the 4 years that he was Minister of Finance, he declared publicly that he didn't know where the diamond revenues were going. We also have reports like the one done by Global Witness, a very credible investigative research, which showed that Marange Diamonds was funding a parallel government. One can even claim that the very extensive campaigns that ZANU-PF has run in 2013 and now in 2018 is still funded by the billions that were looted from Marange. So the 15 billion claim, I don't think it was a wild claim by Robert Mugabe. I think him being the head of state in government and with access to all the information that was taking place in Marange, he was really giving us a very credible clue of how much Zimbabwe had been prejudiced of.